Here's a Christmas story that begins with a mystery. It involves a dark event in early American history that we're just now learning more about. On Christmas Day, 1776, a riot broke out among American soldiers defending the northern frontier. The violence threatened the unity of the Continental Army and complicated the war effort against the British. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has our story.
In a field below the walls of Fort Ticonderoga in far northern New York, a soldier, a Pennsylvania officer, played here by a modern-day reenactor, approaches a group of men, demanding they identify themselves.
Who be you?
The men from Massachusetts cry out that they're friends, part of the garrison of soldiers defending the coast of Lake Champlain against the British. But suddenly, things escalate. The officer charges at the men, sword drawn, slashing and jabbing. The violence playing out here is an echo of the bloody riot that broke out late on Christmas Day, 1776. Reenactors in Revolutionary War uniforms, hobbyists and history buffs, have gathered to replay these events, hoping to better understand what happened.
It is, I have to say, remarkably exciting.
Matthew Cagle wears a bright blue coat trimmed with red, a Continental Army officer's uniform he made himself. He's lead curator at Fort Ticonderoga, a historian and also a kind of detective. He says people have always known something went dangerously wrong at Fort Ticonderoga that bitter cold winter, but this year he's found new documents, new clues in a half dozen archives. Together, these accounts give a much clearer picture.
You really start to envision an event that happened that we figured was lost to history, and we've been able to piece it back together, down to the words spoken by individuals.
Cagle has learned that tensions simmered that winter between soldiers from Massachusetts and Pennsylvania. There were class differences, cultural clashes, rivalries between officers. There was also a lot of boredom and alcohol. On Christmas night, a Pennsylvania colonel named Thomas Craig, that guy with the sword, led a sudden, vicious attack. Dozens of Pennsylvania soldiers followed him, raiding the Massachusetts encampment.
Damn the Yankee!
This reenactment was shaped by a recently discovered account of the riot as told by a Massachusetts soldier and read here by Cagle.
Being armed with guns, bayonets, and swords, by force entered the tents and huts of officers and soldiers, dragging many out of doors naked and wounding them, robbing and plundering and damaging tents and huts.
There was later a court-martial, a trial. Cagle uncovered those records, too, including testimony from Craig himself, the Pennsylvania officer who denied any misbehavior.
I even shudder at the thought of having it said that I should begin, cause, or excite any riot.
In the end, Craig was cleared of wrongdoing. In fact, the whole affair was quickly downplayed, and the differences between the colonial regiments papered over. It wasn't exactly a cover-up, Cagle says, but the affair was kept quiet. That's why it's taken so long to piece together these events. A few happy endnotes about this messy chapter in American history. First, Cagle is convinced no one died during the Christmas riot, a surprise given all those swords and musket shots. Cagle also says officers were quickly able to restore order. New rules were issued to tighten military discipline. The deep divisions among the colonies and within the Continental Army were kept in check, long enough at least for the British to be defeated. Brian Mann, NPR News, Ticonderoga, New York.